utilizing a professional, being upfront with them, though, when you're doing it, and say, look, you know, I want to try for sale by owner. I'd like you to sit down and help me price it. The hope, I guess, would be that if there was a time when that seller decides they're going to list, that that's the agent that they call back. And I think that's really just a fair part of the game from that standpoint. For that expertise, you make sure they get first shot. I always say price becomes an issue in the absence of value.
Got questions? They've got answers. Invest 30 minutes with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett, and you'll know how to invest your money in your home. This is Your Home, Your Money, brought to you by the Capital Mortgage Advisors.
Good morning, everyone. This is Bill Quigley.
And this is Art Blanchett.
We're the Mortgage Guys from Capital Mortgage Advisors, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Your Home, Your Money. We're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to help you with your home financing needs.
We are live in the studio this morning, and you can join us in our conversations here today at 321-1670. And off the air, you can call our office if you have any questions or need some follow-up at 831-4663. That's 831-HOME. And Bill, how about our website?
Website, www.yourhome-yourmoney.com.
Bill, we've got a great show lined up today. Great show. We got a great guest. Tell us about him.
This week's real estate expert, Darren Kittleson. He's the operating principal and broker for Keller Williams Realty East and West here in Madison. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you coming in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, we're talking again about marketing and selling your home by owner. Before we get into that, can we get a little bit of a background for our listeners on your background in real estate and your expertise?
Oh, sure. I've 17 years in the business. Started out in residential real estate sales down in the Chicago area. Came back home to Madison in 93. And worked actively selling residential real estate since 1993 here in the Madison and Dane County market.
Excellent. So you got a lot of experience, not only in the business, but in this market as well.
Yes.
Now, how long ago did you start the Keller Williams offices, both east and west?
Well, actually, it was just 4 years ago that we opened our first location, which was on the west side of Madison. And since that, we've opened an east side location. In total, we have a little over, just shy of 200 agents, actually,
wow,
in the two markets.
Wow, that's nice growth. Really
it's
nice.
It's been phenomenal, actually.
That says a lot about your office to have that many agents join you for in that short period of time.
Oh, sure.
Let's go into the reality of real estate market here in our listening area, in the Dane County market area. There's a lot of press on over the last year, the sky is falling. There's been a bubble. There's a super buyer's market. No one can sell their home. But there's a little bit of a reality twist to that that I think we should look at that Art and I talk about frequently.
Yeah, and this is relevant to the for sale by owner market. They have to know what they're up against.
Yeah.
They have to know what is going on out there. And so they can decide how much they want to do themselves, how much they want to seek the assistance of a professional.
So let's look at first, what's the reality of sales in Madison? Are prices falling through the floor, or how are we doing?
Actually, no, they're not. And you know, I pulled together the 2006 statistics, and throughout the year, we were hearing a lot of sensational headlines about this bubble. In fact, if you Google the word housing bubble, you would get over a million hits. and I think, you know, the reality is, in some part, real estate's a local business, and it really is local market driven. And so when we're hearing about a bubble, we're hearing about it in markets like Southern California, San Diego, South Florida, the Miami market, Las Vegas. And truly, there probably was a bubble of some sort there. They were seeing prices run up double digits almost quarterly through 2004 and 2005.
But aren't those markets traditionally volatile anyway?
Yes. You know, I think the Midwest conservatism of the economies that we deal with have a lot to play with it. We're just kind of slow and steady. And we've had some great years in 04 and 05. Those were record years for the industry. 06 ended up not being as great as 05, but actually larger than 04. So in 04, we touted the best year ever.
Yep.
In 05, we touted the best year ever. And then in 06, we said the market crashed. So that's not true. We ended up in volume of sales and sale price. Actually, the average sale price was higher even over 05 at the end of 06. So we still saw prices appreciate. Now, not at the levels we saw in the prior 2 years, but looking at the city of Madison alone, we saw the average sale price up 4.7% at the end of 06.
That's amazing.
So it was, you know, it was a return on investment, you know, across the market as an average of 4.7%.
Yeah. So there is no real true national real estate market. It's localized. There are spot markets, even with our market, that you have to be really concerned about if you're selling or even buying.
And yeah, isn't that what we're most concerned about anyway, is our local market.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it sells the newspapers, sells the Budweiser beer, whatever.
Well, and that's truly where the focus needs to be, because that's where, you know, truly what sets the market is what a buyer is willing to pay.
Okay.
When a buyer's in the market, they're looking at a specific market. They're not looking at a region.
typically. They're looking at, you know, City of Madison, Dane County, you know, within a 40-minute drive of downtown, whatever that, that parameter is, that's what they're looking at. That becomes the market.
Okay. What about listing prices right now? I've read that people are still trying to get the listing price that is reflective of the 2005 sales run-up. They're asking high prices, but they're not getting a high price, obviously. So the listing prices are technically falling a little bit or coming down.
Yeah, they are falling a little bit, but what that fall is really is an adjustment to the market. And again, ultimately, who determines the value is what a buyer is willing to pay. So when we go out and look at what's for sale, we really look at, more importantly, what has sold and what they sold for, because that's what sets the bar for the market. So I do think those sellers that are on the market now, if there's motivation to sell, there's a reason they want to move the property, they've adjusted their prices to today's market, and that's where I think there's some tremendous opportunity in the market today.
All right, you're listening to Darren Kittleson here on Your Home, Your Money with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett, and we're at 321-1670. And Darren can be reached at 608-662-9501. He's got some great answers and some great help there.
And check out the website for the KittlesonTeam.com. It's KittleSonTeam.com. Get some more information and some great properties that are listed with Darren and his group. Now, we got about a minute before we take our first break. What's going on with time on the market? If someone's going to sell their home, let's look at a single-family home. What's the average time right now in the Dane County area?
The average days on market for a single family, if you look at the whole market, is about 122 days.
So when you say the whole market, you're looking at for sale by owner and realtors and list, you know, all those types of listings?
Actually, unfortunately, I don't have the statistics for sale by owner because we don't have a way of tracking that
timeline. They put their signs up, they take them down, they mow the lawn, they leave them in the garage for a week.
It does happen. Yeah, it does.
And
what I'm looking at is what was listed with the multiple listing service, and we're looking at about a four-month market time.
Okay. What's a typical market in a balanced market? What's a typical marketing time?
We're actually at about that spot.
Okay.
They say an unhealthy market is anything less than 4 months. And when we look at that, by unhealthy meaning the last 2 years, we were looking at some market segments, 40 days on market, 50 days on market. Truly a seller's market. That's when we saw the appreciation, and the prices rising because there was less supply and more demand.
And that's when the homes get bid up and everybody goes crazy and gets too emotional about
it. And as much as folks think that's a lot of fun, it's actually kind of frustrating if you're a buyer because you don't have a lot of opportunity. I think now that we're back to a more balanced market, there's a lot of opportunity both for sellers and buyers.
You know, we talk about that too, Bill, where it's better for both parties now.
Yeah.
Things can slow down. Things can take place in an ordered way, and I think all parties get a deal.
I think the best opportunity for win-win is right now.
Yeah, yep. Great time to buy a home. Darren Kittleson's here with Keller Williams Real Estate. If you want to call Darren with your questions, he's at 662-9501. We're with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett. Your home, your money. For your questions, call 321-1670. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Got questions, they've got answers. Invest 30 minutes with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett, and you'll know how to invest your money in your home. This is Your Home, Your Money, brought to you by the Capital Mortgage Advisors.
Welcome back to Your Home, Your Money with Bill Quigley and Art Blanchett. We're talking about selling your home by owner. This week's expert is Darren Kittleson with Keller Williams Real Estate. If you got any questions for Darren, we're in the studio, 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone, or call Darren off the air, 662-9501.
Okay, Darren has some great dedication. He was on his deathbed yesterday with this awful cold. So if those of you who know him, if you hear a difference in his voice, he's here and he's, you know, the show must go on kind of guy.
There you go. It's showbiz, right?
That's right. Let's take a look at marketing right now. If I decide to sell my home by owner, what do I need to do? Or if I'm selling my home with an agent, how do I start this? How do I set my price based on today's market? Because I'm confused with all this media stuff going on that's not necessarily accurate. But how do I go ahead and set my price?
What's interesting about that, I mean, that is really a great question. That's the starting spot. I think the key is to look at the market, and there's a number of ways you can do that. A lot of the real estate agents in the market will do what we call a comparative market analysis.
Okay.
And that's a report where they look at what has sold recently, and also what's for sale. So you look at what your competition is, but then you also look at what the market values are. And the pricing the property properly is really the number one aspect of being successful in that sale.
So naturally, if it's overpriced, I don't want to pay for it. And I've actually heard if it's underpriced, people steer away from it as well because they fear there may be something wrong with the home.
And that's one of the fears, I think, that if someone were to go out and price it as a for sale by owner, you want to make sure you have accurate market data and look in and really look at what has sold as a comparable, because that's what the market's telling you your value may be.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got a call right now from an experienced investor here. This is Al. He's on line one. Hi, Al. You there?
Hey, just let me tell you real quick what I do. I buy a home. I buy a new home. I live in it for a couple of years, then I sell it, and then I move on and go on to the next one. So, and I always do for sale, but I take that back. I had to use a realtor the first couple times. I've been doing this since the early 90s, and the internet really wasn't as prevalent as it is today in real estate. So I had to go to almost a real estate agent to do it. But and then I sell the home after 2 years. I don't have to pay capital gains. I need my profits. I love it. They changed that law. I was wondering, you know, I use my realtor. She's my buying agent. I use her as a buying agent, but I also, as a trade-off, have her do my market analysis. Do you think that's fair to her? And another thing, I've also seen spec homes are negotiable right now, very negotiable, and contract homes are not. Do you expect that to change?
Good questions, Al. What do you think, Darren?
Those are great questions, and we were all happy about the change in the tax laws from the standpoint of cap gains. So you're taking advantage of that. Actually, hit on a couple great points. I do think part of what has driven the market to an extent, when we talk about a drop, if there is any, is the overbuilding from a perspective of new construction. And I do think that there's a lot of inventory out there. In fact, if you look at new construction spec homes, there's a huge amount of inventory. And that adjustment in price to get that absorption that we need is going to have to happen. You also talked about a couple other cool things. The internet has changed the game today. 10 years ago, it wasn't as prevalent. It is a great tool for marketing. In fact, statistically, we look at I have some great resources where we go out on a yearly basis and survey recent home buyers and home sellers. In Wisconsin in 2005, now I don't have the 06 data yet from that, but of the survey results, 76% of all buyers started their search on the internet.
76%?
Wow. So over three-quarters of home buyers start their search
there. They're doing something there.
They start the search there, absolutely, yeah. And they're looking to get a sense of what the market is, what their dollar may buy, those types of things. Yard signs were 77%, so they drive around and still look at neighborhoods. So as much as we think we may be sitting at home at 2 in the morning looking for our next house, it is about getting out, physically seeing the location and that type of thing.
You know, and it's amazing because of the way they can stage these homes now with the electronic staging where you can do the 360-degree mm-hmm. views of every room. You can also, and I've seen this on, I think it was ABC, where they – outside of a window, they'll, instead of seeing a building out there, you'll see blue sky and maybe a lake. It doesn't really exist.
which
can be a little dangerous.
Yeah, it could be from a misrepresentation standpoint. But yeah, the virtual tours, the technologies we've got today are really phenomenal. And knowing that a lot of the buyers start that search on the internet, the more pictures, the more opportunity they have to get a sense of the property, the better your opportunities are of getting them out to actually walk through it. I think that's one of the keys as well, whether you're selling by owner or whether you're working with a real estate professional, is how do I get that exposure online? What are the technologies that I can utilize or that my agent will utilize for you? The last part of his question was whether I thought it was fair that his arrangement with his buyer's agent. I don't think that that's bad. I think they've got a great relationship from that standpoint, and he's utilizing his that agent's expertise to help identify his next purchase. You know, that sounds to be a win-win to me.
Yeah,
so the agent
like
does a comparative market analysis for Al, who's selling his home by owner. So Al's got it priced right, but then the agent has the benefit of working with Al to find his next home.
You know, sure.
That's a great
Al
relationship.
Al does a good job. He's got a system, and he keeps tweaking it, keeps on finding ways to improve it, and he's not just taking. I like it.
Right, and I think that's really the key to all of this is, you know, we work together. And the key also that we're learning, it's about relationships. It's relationships with your professional team. And, you know, as an investor, I'm sure he's got a great team of an accountant and some tradespeople. He's got his realtor in that team as well, and that's perfect. That's exactly what we talk about.
Good. Speaking of marketing and media, there was a couple of articles in the Wisconsin State Journal and the Capital Times last Sunday. And one article was Losing Steam, the Housing Market Slows But Doesn't Crash. It was a good article as far as the facts in the article. I felt that the title was a little bit wrong because based on what is written in the article, it should have been written as Gaining Momentum. Because as the article cites, inventory is dropping, prices are stable to increasing. And the consumer's really got to be aware of what they're looking at when they get this media message constantly every week. There was also another article in the other newspaper that realtors were optimistic about 2007. Do you feel the optimism in the market here locally of what's coming down the pipe for the 2007 marketplace?
I do, actually. In the last couple of weeks, I've had a chance to hear I've heard three different economists give a forecast for 2007. And I think there's some factors at play here. We kind of have what I would call a perfect storm in real estate.
Now, are these local economists? Or are you talking about globally or the United States?
Local, I've heard
A mix, actually.
Okay.
But in each case, they've brought it back down to the local market in the Madison area. And when I talk about a perfect storm, we look at long-term interest rates, and they're still historically at a low, hovering just up over 6%, which is
that's
your area of expertise.
You bet.
Yep.
One of the things we learn when we're working with buyers is that it's really not as much about what the house costs, it's about what it costs them on a monthly basis. And so when rates are low, the affordability factor goes up. And so we've got a higher affordability factor, which we have right now, and we have prices that have adjusted on the asking price from the standpoint of the house. We've got a great opportunity. That factored with a mild winter,
yes.
I think, and that does play in. We've been looking at our sales statistics for the first 3 weeks of this year already, and they're surpassing 06, and they're looking better than 05 was as well. So,
wow.
You know, are we eternally optimistic? Absolutely. Anyone who wakes up every morning and doesn't know if they're getting a paycheck, which most realtors do, you've got to be that way. But beyond that, though, I think the markets are indicating that things are in a good spot. We've got to absorb some of the excess inventory, and that's the new construction market is part of that, and I see that happening. But along with that, then, I think the buyers are out there, and they're out there in force.
So when you talk about inventory, really the for sale by owner properties, because you have no way of gauging how many are out there, they're not in these numbers at all, are they?
Not in the statistics from a market tracking and days on market, no.
Wow.
Okay, we're at 321-1670. If you have any questions for Darren, give us a call here in the studio, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. If you'd like to call Darren's team off the air, he's at 608-662-9501, or go to his website, kittlesonteam.com. Now, one question about with Al's working with his agent of doing the comparative market analysis. If somebody's selling for sale by owner right now, is that fair for them to call an agent and ask for it to make an arrangement?
Well, I think that's always the agent's call to make. But one of the things, I guess, going back to how we're eternally optimistic, I think utilizing a professional, being upfront with them, though, when you're doing it and say, look, you know, I want to try for sale by owner. I'd like you to sit down and help me price it. The hope, I guess, would be that if there was a time when that seller decides they're going to list, that's the agent that they call back. And I think that's really just a fair part of the game from that standpoint. For that expertise, you make sure they get first shot. I always say price becomes an issue in the absence of value, and a lot of times a for sale by owner may be looking at that fee of whether it's 6%, 7%, whatever the commission rate would be that they're saving it. If the agent truly brings value to the table, it should be about that.
There's a lot of ways of defining value. It can be defined money, can be defined in time, can be defined in ease of stress or lack of stress, let's put it that way. So that's individual, isn't it?
It really is, and I think that's really the thing you should be looking at when you determine whether you want to do this yourself, whether you want to hire someone to handle it for you.
Okay. In regards to letting people know about how to get the word out there about their home, because if you're selling by owner, you may not be in the MLS. How are people going to find out about it? Is there a good form of advertising or marketing or just getting the word out there to let buyers know that you're there?
I think, you know, looking at the statistics again, and that's really what we look at, because that determines where we focus our ad dollars as well. Internet being huge, I shared that a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. Yard signs still are a big part of it.
Yeah, so
that,
sounds like
that,
it.
You know, for sale by owner sign in your front yard is a big part of it. Behind that, then, we're looking at newspaper advertising still works as a place where folks go to start the process, and then the traditional open house.
Okay.
And I think those are the tools. Internet, though, and there's a lot of tools on the internet. It's not simply being in one site anymore. You really have to be in multiple places. We took a survey of that internally with my team, and we're on, I believe, over 30 sites when we list a property, because we want to be everywhere. You know, if someone types in homes for sale in Madison, Wisconsin, I want ours to show up.
You bet.
That's
you
really
do.
The name of the game for anybody trying to sell a home, is to be at that spot.
It's like having it's like the 21st century version of having billboards all over town.
It really is. It truly is, actually. And we know that's where buyers start the process, so you really want to look at that.
Okay, now let's say I've listed with a discount broker, or I'm on an MLS site. Not necessarily with a real estate agent who's actively marketing my home, but I'm on an MLS site. What can I really expect from that? Anything different than being just a typical for sale by owner?
Well, I really think the key to that, and there's a number of different business models in our market, which is healthy. You know, we don't think it's a bad thing. We think the fact that the consumer has a lot of choices is important. The key to that, though, is make sure you know what you're getting. And with that, some of the other models that are a lower price fee, you may not get as much of the service that you would get if you're paying a higher price fee. Just know what you're paying for, and know what you should expect from that standpoint. And I think that's really the key as you're looking at those alternative models.
Okay.
Yeah, I bet confusion breaks a lot of hearts there, or makes a lot of people angry.
Yeah, unfortunately, that happens, and I think that's really when you hear a horror story about a bad experience in a real estate transaction, whether they handled it themselves, they worked with someone to do it. That's where it comes from.
And like working with anybody who's not providing full service, if you're getting part of it, you got to expect, you have to know what to expect. And then we talked about before the show the experience I've had personally trying to close one of these, where someone had a partial service type of entity helping them, and it can get ugly because people, they're not doing it full time, a lot of them.
Right. And it is what you get, what you pay for in a lot of the cases. So the key is, you know, be clear and you know that what you're getting. And I think that's really it. Now, if you haven't been through a transaction before, that gets tough. So I think that's, you know, if this is your first home sale, that may be more difficult. And I think that's really where you want to weigh the options long and hard before you determine which route you're going to go.
Yep.
Okay, good. Now, if you want to get a hold of us with any questions, we're in the studio, 321-1670, *123 on your U.S. cellular phone. If you'd like to speak with Darren off the air, feel free to call him anytime, 608-662-9501, or check out his website, Kittleteam.com. Kittleson Team, I'm Tari.
That's okay. I'm Tari.
There was something we talked about a few days ago about the reality of, if I'm listed with a realtor, I can expect a certain net price or net to me when I close, versus if I'm selling for sale by owner, I may actually walk away with less from the closing table, statistically speaking, than if I had listed with a realtor. Could you give us a little background on that and what that the reality is of that statistic?
Yeah, and you know, this may sound like a commercial to list with a full service broker, so I'll preface it with that. But when we do the survey of home buyers and sellers, we don't simply survey listed people who worked with a real estate agent. We survey all sellers and buyers as a cross-sampling across the market. We break it down nationwide, but then also bringing it local back into Wisconsin. One of the things we saw is that the average, we look at the average sale price, and in 05, and again, that's the statistic, I don't have 06 yet, the average sale price of those folks surveyed who sold for sale by owner was 14% less than the average sale price of those homes that were listed with a real estate broker.
So if you do some simple arithmetic here, you take the 14% that you've gained and you subtract, even paying for a full service broker, perhaps 6%, that's an 8% net. That's quite a bit of money.
Well, and really that's the thing I think is to be a well-informed seller, you want to look at what your net should be based on the numbers. And I think that's part of this process as you're determining what you're going to do to say, you know what, can I, the added exposure get me a higher sale price? And in that higher sale price, do I end up with more money at the closing table? And that's really what I think we're all out there for from a standpoint as a seller. It's what I net at the end of the transaction, not necessarily what it might cost to get there.
And can we clarify exactly what is the net? When we're referring to that, is that my sales price or my?
That's a great point. The net truly is the check I would receive at closing in my name and proceeds from the sale. So that's subtracting your mortgage payoff, the cost of the sale, transfer tax that the state of Wisconsin charges, any of those types of fees, what my check is at closing, and that's really the number we should be focused on as a seller.
Okay, so actually, by using speaking of the stats, I could walk away with more with getting professional help in some cases.
Statistically, that's what it tells us, yes.
Okay, interesting. I saw some questions on the internet when I Googled for sale by owner, and a couple of the most common statements of when people are asked, why are you selling for sale by owner, are one, I don't want to pay a commission. And two, I had a bad experience with a real estate agent in the past. And if I'm looking at I don't want to pay a commission, is that really a solid reason why not to? I guess it kind of looks at the seller. Maybe they have no equity, or maybe they need the cash for something else.
But and that could be a factor, definitely. And I think, you know, the reality of the last couple of years' market is that sometimes that is the case. You may have gone in at 100% financing. The market hasn't improved as much as you'd hoped it has, and there wouldn't be dollars there for a commission. You know, we find that, and actually we're seeing that more and more in the last couple of years. I think beyond that, though, I think the question becomes, what is my net? And if you're going to interview real estate agents, ask them to do a net sheet for you.
Well, there's also cash flow involved in this. When you talk to someone about selling their house, their home themselves, and they say, I don't want to pay a commission, and just stick a sign in the yard, it's not going to work, just sticking a sign in the yard. They have to, Bill and I determine it's going to be about 1%. They got to do at least 1% of their own money. They got to put it in the paper. They've got to buy some brochures. They have to have
good internet listing.
Right. Good things going on for them. I have to be in the MLS through one of these for sale by owner companies. The point is, they got to lay out money. They have to lay it out, and they think they don't have to. And sometimes you say, you know, do you want to lay out your own money, or do you want to lay out the realtor's money.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I always, when I have a chance to sit across the table from a seller, I said, I'm in one of the few businesses I know that I do all of that, pay for it in the hope that I get paid at the end when we have a successful sale. And that's that marketing part of it. And it really comes back to that. I mean, I think that's the key, and that's one of the factors that we should look at. You know, when you're weighing your options as far as what you're going to do for a sale. The second one was about a bad experience with a real estate professional in the past, and that's unfortunate. I think that does happen. And the one thing I would just say is not everyone's alike.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we all have service industry experiences that we can all share a bad experience no matter what type of service industry it is. That's what our profession is as well. You know, the key is you want to find someone like our earlier caller talked about that can become part of your team. They can be your real estate agent for life. They bring the expertise to the table for you. And in that, I think you will find, when you find that right person, they're invaluable to you and your investing strategies.
We've actually met clients that, believe it or not, have had a bad experience with a mortgage lender before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hard to believe, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, if they call 321-1670 and ask us any questions, or off the air, we are what?
831-4663.
I can never remember those
831
numbers.
831-HOME.
831-HOME. Thank you, Bill. Gosh.
If you have any questions for Darren, give him a call at 608-662-9501. He'd be happy to answer any questions you have regarding marketing or selling your home by owner, or if you're already listed with an MLS service or you just want to try a different tact, give his team a call. They can help you out and give you some direction to move your home, because it sounds like the market's going in the right direction. Coming into 2007, people are optimistic. We're in the mortgage business. We're optimistic. Rates are low. It's a great time to buy. I mean, I read an article the other day about how this time of the decade is the best time this decade to buy a home. There's a fair amount of homes out there to buy. You can take your time, buy what you want. The seller will help you buy it possibly. So it's a great time to buy.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity. In fact, you know, in some of the parts of the market, too, sellers are getting very creative. I've even seen, again, getting back to that idea of what it costs on a monthly basis, where a seller might offer paying discount points off the mortgage, which lowers that rate and gets the home buyer in the house at that monthly cost that they were focused on. So there's opportunities like that, and there's some really creative ways of doing that. And I think sellers are open to that today to move property. So that's really the key.
Okay. Darren, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being here. If you want to call Darren, he's at 662-9501. Tune in next week. Jessica Zerps from the law office of Bell, Gerhart, and more will be here to talk about legal contracts and what to prepare for legally when you're selling your home by owner. We thank you for listening. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It's Bill and Art signing off. Have a great weekend.
All right. Take good care. Bye-bye.
The Pulse.